everyone. I'm Saleya, and I'm a senior at Freeport High School.
I'm Nigel, and I'm a junior at the Freeport High School.
Hello, my name is Will Scudder, and I'm a junior in Freeport High School.
I'm Connor Lamb, and I'm a sophomore at Freeport High School.
Hello, I'm Maya Main, and I'm a senior at Freeport High School.
We welcome you to the April 18th, 2024 episode of FreePod. This week's episode is brought to you exclusively from the students in the Freeport High School Media Production Program. As always, FreePod is proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community. Now let's get started on the news you've been missing. A surprise return to the Stevenson County Fairgrounds. The Greater Freeport Partnership is proud to announce the return of the Stevenson County Home Show coming April 20th. According to Business Engagement Director Bill Clow, the event is free of charge for attendees. He says the home show is a great way for contractors to showcase their work and products. For more information, visit greaterfreeport.com/homeshow. Parkview, a nursing home in Freeport, is hosting a program for Earth Day 2024. This 30-minute program helps encourage people to not use single-use plastics as a way to reduce plastic usage and waste. This program will be instructed by Teresa Smith of the Conservation Committee. It will take place in the lower level all-purpose room in Parkview on April 22nd at 3:30 p.m. The League of Women Voters of Freeport will host a presentation on the standing of bilingual education and English learners in our community. In bilingual education, students and some teachers are taught two languages. It is a tool of instruction while they begin to learn English or, in some cases, Spanish. This presentation will be held April 23rd at the Freeport Public Library from 6:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. The presenters will include Freeport's Superintendent, Dr. Anna Alvarado, and Assistant Superintendent, Dr. Rocio Del Castillo, and other speakers. FreePod is a volunteer podcast created by members of the community. They give us the daily spill of tea around Freeport, and now they want to hear from you. FreePod has a survey that you can take on their website to let them know how much you enjoy their content, where you listen to them, and how well they're doing to spread the news around Freeport. Everyone loves good news, so you should take their survey. Your feedback will be much appreciated as they continue to grow.
This year, Freeport High School has a new team of administrators leading the building, while all three worked at the high school before. They're all taking on learning the ropes in new position. First, Principal Sarah Haskin. Ms. Haskin has worked at the high school for years now. First as a math teacher, then as the Associate Principal of Curriculum and Instruction. Her main goals over the next years are to build student confidence and increase rigor in the classroom and make Freeport High School a better place to work and learn.
I think the biggest thing that we're lacking here at Freeport High School is students having confidence in themselves. One of the ways to build that confidence is by giving them challenging tasks and letting them achieve, like, be successful with those tasks. And once they start building that confidence that, like, hey, I can do hard things, then everything about their development becomes better because they start having a little bit more confidence in themselves.
Next, the Associate Principal of Curriculum and Instruction, Reuben Cooper. Cooper has had a long career around the country. Most recently, he was the Director of Student Discipline and Compliance for the Rockford Public Schools before becoming the Associate Principal of Discipline FHS last year. This year, Mr. Cooper has been working closely with 25 students who are at risk of not graduating to try and improve their behavior, attendance, and grades through mentorship.
What I like to see is an environment of students that respects and recognizes the value of education. It's more so today than at any other time, probably in history.
And finally, Associate Principal Alicia Leeper. She oversees the Cultural and Student Support Office with the help of Ms. Martin and Ms. Hilton. The CNS Support Office is a safe space that helps students adapt to everyday challenges they may face. It provides safety and security to those who need just a little bit of extra love.
My first year as assistant principal has been fun. I've enjoyed it. I feel like there's always room for growth and progress. So we're going to look at a lot of the data, talk to the kids, talk to the staff, parents, and figure out what we can do different next year.
While those three administrators are wrapping up their first year, another beloved teacher at FHS is wrapping up his career. The long-tenured teacher at FHS will be retiring at the end of the year, James Winker, who has been here since 1991. He is a social studies teacher at Freeport High School and has had a very long and successful career.
I'll miss being here and being with the kids, and I love being with the students. It's a lot of fun, generally.
another longtime FSD staff member, will also be retiring this year. Mrs. Deborah Scott has worked at the high school for 6 years and the Freeport Middle School for 18 years. In her current job as dean, she works with students to improve their behaviors and support teachers with classroom management. Throughout her career, she's also worked closely with students who are truant, meaning they miss more than 10 days of school each year. She's loved getting to see students grow and mature. After retirement, she plans to renew her social work license and work with elementary students to better prepare them for middle school. Freeport High School is seeing growing numbers of Spanish-speaking students and teachers want to be able to communicate with them better. ESL, or English as a second language, refers to programs designed to teach English language skills to non-native speakers. This is a fantastic opportunity for teachers as the school district is covering the cost of obtaining their certificates. Teachers will take 5 6-week classes to get the ESL certificate, but can add on an extra class for a bilingual certificate.
Something that I've been wanting to do for a while. I actually have a Spanish minor already, so I can support students already in that sense. But every year that I finish up my education, I just keep wanting to go and do more and more.
Another reason he wants to do it is there is only one ESL teacher in the school, and he thinks they need more resources. Miss Petty looks at it differently.
I wanted to get it so I could learn other methods of teaching to help my students who are not as fluent in English. It's a lot of work, but the work is worth it.
She won't be able to teach in Spanish, but she can describe and get the resources needed for the students. Mrs. Wright is the only ESL teacher in the building.
It's really important because, especially over the last few years, we've had a large number of students that speak another language other than English. And in order to best support them inside the classroom, it's really important for teachers to learn different strategies and ways to help.
For the first time ever, FHS students took the SAT electronically at the beginning of this month. The College Board intended for the digital SAT to be less stressful for students, but they didn't intend for either section to be easier. Going digital wasn't the only change for the SAT this year. The SAT debuted a shortened test, the allowance of graphing calculators through the math portion, and faster results. Most students enjoy having the SAT on the computer instead of on paper. This seems to be the better option as society continues to advance in technology. Freeport has a new softball coaching staff who is young and ready to compete for the NIC 10 championship. How is this going to affect the players and the team? What are the people's views on the new head coach, and do they like her or do they not? We talked to multiple coaches and players about the new softball head coach, Miracle Dedman. According to assistant varsity coach Seth Heater, the players are extremely excited to see what an all-state player can do as the new head coach. The players are equally excited and are looking forward for the rest of the season. This spring, FHS unveiled its first ever boys volleyball team. The Pretzels are just fielding a JV team this year to get some experience under their belt before trying to fill a varsity team next year. Head coach Holly Cleaver was previously the girls' volleyball coach and now leads the boys' team. The next home game is on April 18th against Rockford Christian.
Journalism is an IHSA activity that has recently joined the Freeport spring roster this year. After being encouraged by the Galena High School journalism advisor, Mrs. Kurtz and Mrs. Kleindel decided to have Freeport High School enroll in the activity. It functions similarly to most sports with a sectional, then state format. Today, we have an advisor for that activity, Mrs. Kleindel. 4 students placed top 3 in the sectional and will head to Normal, Illinois at the end of the month to compete in the state competition. Kennedy Lynn, Evie Stingley, Maya Main, and Celia Fleming. This March, Freeport High School celebrated Women's History Month. Freeport High School Women's History teacher, Mrs. Kelly Everding, has some important information to share about the topic.
So Women's History Month was originally created to bring the spotlight to things that women have done over the course of, you know, in general history. Yeah. We often think of history and we gloss over all the different groups that are in history. And so when we can celebrate Women's History Month and Black History Month and Hispanic History Month and all of those, we can really shine a spotlight onto groups we might not get to talk about in class all the time.
The Minorities in Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Related Sciences Club, also known as Manners, has decided to go on a summer trip in July. For the trip, the individuals plan on visiting different universities in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. They also plan to see different attractions along the way, such as the Smoky Mountain National Park and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Benefits of this one-week trip for the students, especially the graduating seniors, shows them the different options of opportunities they might encounter in the future, along with each member being able to have a good time during their trip. And with that, the time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for all your Freeport news. Freepod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. Thank you again to the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, and to the many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team Freepod. Again, I'm Maya here, and we hope you check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.